Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, when the seas change direction and all hope seems lost, we are still here. Joe and Gracie are the as constant as the North Star.
Yep, we are.
4 to 7, you can count on us to keep you up to date on everything happening in your world today. Of course, Andrew in the mornings. But yes, unveiling a new show lineup today. And I would just encourage you to give it some time, let it breathe, and see what you think. Of course, nobody likes change. I don't like change. I like being comfortable. I like knowing what's coming at any given time and moment.
Routine.
That's right. We are creatures of habit, but we just completely shook up the system today. But here's the reality. Just to let you in on a little backdrop here. So after Pep Talk signs off, there is no live programming until we join at 4. So an effort to get some live shows going. I haven't really listened to a whole lot just because I'm working during these times. But Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins from 11 to 2, Guy Benson from 2 to 4. So that's live programming. And trust me, I love Dave Ramsey. We're not kicking him off. He's moved to 7 to 10. And there's definitely, a group of loyal listeners that enjoy him. I am among them. But just give it some time. Give it, let it breathe a little bit. Just calm down. Take it easy. And, after a few weeks, just let us know what you think. We always welcome your feedback. We have the Listener Advisory Council for that very reason. And you can let us know. Text line 850-437-1620. We do appreciate the interaction that we get from you, you making us part of your afternoon each and every day on your drive home. We certainly do not take that for granted. Just before we get rolling here with another rundown, starting off with our top three stories, let's get a quick check of the local roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. And we have just typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call over to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for our weather tomorrow, we're going to have a heat advisory with a high of 99. Tonight's going to be a beautiful night, clear skies. It's going to be a low of 78. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right, 5:15 here at News Radio 92.3. Our top three stories today, starting off in Hawaii, where around 850 people are believed to still be missing after the wildfires. That number recently was believed to be as high as 2,000. In the town of Lahaina, 85% has been searched by teams with cadaver dogs. Governor Josh Green saying the areas that have yet to be searched include large buildings where remains might be more difficult to recover. Also, President Biden traveling to the island today to survey the damage caused by the wildfires. He'll also announce the appointment of a federal coordinator to oversee the long-term recovery efforts in Maui. And keeping our eye on the tropics, the Atlantic Hurricane, the National Hurricane Center keeping a close eye on the Atlantic Basin, as there are named storms Emily, Franklin, and Gert out there, and another named storm likely to form sometime in the overnight hours early tomorrow, too, as the Depression 9 in the central Gulf of Mexico continues its push westward.
So it's really going to close the gap between the central Gulf of Mexico and southern Texas within 18 to 24 hours and reach the southern coast of Texas as a tropical storm.
So the National Hurricane Center there says it'll likely strengthen here over the next few hours. Important note here locally is that we have been seeing an uptick in life-threatening rip currents. So red flags flying at Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Tropical Storm Franklin has 50-mile-per-hour winds heading slowly towards the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. Most likely just a rainmaker, potential for flooding as well. Gert is unraveling, and Emily is a remnant out in the middle of the Atlantic. So the good news, there's a lot of things happening in the Atlantic Basin. But so far, other than the rip currents, of course, nothing happening here locally as far as the Atlantic hurricane season right now. Taking a look at some local headlines, we start with an update from the Escambia Sheriff's Office on a couple of things. First off, there was a verbal bomb threat reported at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown, so it was evacuated for about a half hour while deputies looked into that. It was reportedly overheard by somebody inside the building at the time. The Judicial Center was allowed to reopen at around 11:30 this morning. Also, a woman injured after allegedly shooting at a store employee before shooting herself. That happened near the Smartville gas station on Pine Forest Road.
She was trespassing and the owner wanted her removed. By the time we got there, they had already moved to the outside and she had pulled out a weapon, a firearm, and she had fired three times at the owner, missing him, fortunately.
And Simmons tells Channel 3 deputies arrived a short time later, located the woman in the area, which is when she shot herself. She was transported to the hospital in critical condition. In Santa Rosa County, a parent of students at Avalon Middle School is appealing to the commissioners for help. He says conversations over bullying and safety with the school district have gone nowhere.
I have warned them that this is going to continue to get worse and worse, and sure enough, last week, hear word, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, so we're 4 days into the school year, and a sixth grade student tries to commit suicide inside the school.
That during today's public forum, a county spokesperson confirmed to us that EMS crews responded to a Baker Act call at the school last Wednesday. The sheriff's office confirming a female student had fresh wounds and horizontal lines on their wrists. District spokesperson Dr. Tanya Shepherd says they're prohibited from releasing confidential student information. She did confirm that no communication was made to all families at the school last week because, quote, there was no safety concern that impacted all students. Also, an update on the stabbing at Mugs and Jugs over the weekend. The sheriff's office says they're now looking into the incident as a stand your ground case that happened at around 1:30 yesterday morning. One person transported to a local hospital with a minor stab wound. Investigators, though, say that as of now, it appears that the person who was stabbed was actually the aggressor. No charges have been filed at this time. 5:20, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping. Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmoor Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmoor Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmoor Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hitting with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself of summer.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie taking you through your afternoon drive. Coming up tomorrow, it is Bands on the Beach. That's every Tuesday night. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to start at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. And this Tuesday coming up is Float Like a Buffalo. So make sure to head out there for Bands on the Beach. Going to be a great time. And again, that's every Tuesday night throughout the rest of the summer. It goes on till the end of October. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some state and national headlines. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. And if you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Hot weather continues around here. In fact, highs are going to be way up there in the upper 90s to even around 100 degrees. That's good for the next couple of days. Not really much of a chance for any rain at all, so lots of sunshine and overnight lows near 80 degrees. We've been tracking lots in the tropics, including a little area over the Gulf of Mexico. It's headed away from us toward Texas, but it is causing dangerous surf conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, of course, NFL season is just a couple of weeks away, and many Floridians want to know if they can legally participate in online betting.
I'm not sure you're going to see it available for week one, but you could see it if the en banc hearing is not granted. You could see legalized and live online sports betting in Florida early in the NFL season.
So it was back on track after the Court of Appeals overturned a decision to block Florida sports betting in late June, but now a petition was just filed for a rehearing. The sticking point is whether the agreement violates the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act.
Also, pretty close to us, Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office has says that its IT manager was fired and is taken into custody after an arrest warrant was issued out of New Mexico. The warrant alleges sexual abuse of a child between 1995 and 1997 in San Juan County. So Sheriff Eric Aiden says that the 46-year-old Eli Lisco started as an IT manager last September and was immediately fired this morning. Lisco was transported to the Okaloosa County Jail, where he is now awaiting extradition back to New Mexico.
The Coast Guard is continuing to look for a possibly downed plane that took off from Florida over the weekend. Authorities say the Cessna 402 left Fort Lauderdale Saturday with one person on board. It was last seen about 17 miles west of the Bahamas, and multiple agencies are now helping in the search.
Also, Publix apparently has too many issues with people bringing their pets into stores. Recently, the grocery chain put up signs all around the store asking that non-service animals be removed from the property. Service animals are allowed, but there are signs that ask customers to keep them out of the shopping carts or the shopping baskets.
There are bad first dates, and then there's this one, a Florida woman story. She's accused of spiking a man's drink with roach spray after meeting at a bar. It happened in Volusia County, where a man called 911 at around 4:30 in the morning Friday. Very ill, 29-year-old Veronica Klein was arrested.
Yikes. Also, Florida gas prices are up. AAA says that the state average jumped 11 cents last week, hitting a new 2023 high of $3.85. That was on Friday. It's come back a little to $3.81 now. These sudden changes at the pump are likely going to continue for the next couple months due to the increase of the tropical activity.
Looking at some national headlines today, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter says it's clear that both he and his wife, Rosalyn, are in their final chapter. Carter has been under hospice care at his home. Rosalyn was recently diagnosed with dementia. The Carters are the longest married presidential couple at 77 years.
Wow. New poll says that Donald Trump is popular among Republican caucus goers in Iowa. The NBC News poll shows that 42% say that Trump would be their first choice for president, compared to 19% in favor of Governor Ron DeSantis. The survey also shows that two-thirds don't believe that he has committed serious crimes.
The Ohio teen who intentionally crashed her car into a wall to kill her boyfriend will be eligible for parole in 15 years.
The unintended and collateral consequences of a selfish, intentional, and cruel decision by Mackenzie will ripple forever in time. It's literally changed history because it's ended two lives.
And last week, 19-year-old Mackenzie Shirilla was found guilty of killing her 20-year-old boyfriend and 19-year-old male passenger when she was 17. Prosecutors say the car hit the wall at 100 miles per hour. Finally, former President Trump's bond in his Georgia election case is set at $200,000. His lawyers met with the Fulton County DA's office today to negotiate terms of his bond and release. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. It's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, remember, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News commentary.
Target sales took a big hit, dipping for the first time in 6 years last quarter. I'm going to say it. Go woke, go broke. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, everyone, it's Kennedy, and you can listen to my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It's going 5 days a week right here on the Fox News Podcast Network. We're bringing you all the fan favorites, Party Swap, Kennedy's Court, even a Kennedy Saves the World happy hour. Listen on Spotify, Apple, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
By now you know the sad tale of Bud Light's downfall, but the once top beer brand isn't the only company experiencing what we'll call the conservative crunch. Target's quarterly sales were down over 5%, which might not seem significant, but important to note, this is the first time in 6 years the company has dipped. Target even had to adjust full-year sales projections and expectations. CEO Brian Cornell blames Biden inflation, which is fair, but let's not forget the other part of the equation, the huge Pride Month backlash. If you recall, Target rolled out a red carpet of rainbow in extreme fashion for most of May and all of June. Items included junk tucking swimwear and more. A lot of these items were also geared towards and marketed to kids. Turns out consumers don't like that, and Target is finding that one out the hard way. Let this be a lesson and a teachable moment. You're way off Target in more ways than one. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. American workers' expectations for pay surged last month, even as those same workers foresee a modestly less robust job market. A new survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows that workers expect an annual salary offer of $67,400 upon being offered a job, and by up more than $7,000 from last year's survey. The report notes that the increase was broad-based across age, education, and income groups. A glut of pilots at FedEx? Apparently so. The Wall Street Journal reports that a sharp drop in package volume and a move to combine FedEx Express and FedEx Ground delivery units has left the delivery company with an excess of about 700 pilots. The journal cites a July letter from a FedEx official to Express crew members and notes that many of those pilots are now worried about their jobs. A mostly positive day for stocks, with technology shares outperforming the broader market. The S&P 500 rose 30 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ leaped 206. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Touch a Truck Career Expo is Saturday from 11 to 4 at Community Maritime Park. Activities for all ages. $5 at the gate. See visitpensacola.com for more. The crew of Airship Pirates and the crew of Cheers presents the Summer Splash Bash this Saturday at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds, benefiting the cruise charities. More at eventsrelaxing.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The James Harden soap opera continued today with a new report. Now we know why Harden said that 76ers GM Daryl Morey was a liar. Harden claims that Morey promised him they would trade him quickly. But Harden has himself to blame. He killed the market by saying he wanted to go to the Clippers. More importantly, he's just not consistent enough. Harden is the reason there's no trade, not GM Daryl Morey or anyone else in the Sixers front office. I'm Andrew Perloff.
CBS.
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you bet on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/win.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Must be present in a state where lawful to wager 21 plus and present in select states. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Joe and Gracie taking you through your afternoon. Hope you're having a great start to the week. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together, and then we'll get a rundown on the world of sports. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you do see something on the roads, just make sure to call 850-226-1111. That's the traffic line number. For weather, we're going to see high temperatures tomorrow, a heat advisory in place with a high of 99. And then also throughout the week, that hot weather, those warm temperatures aren't going anywhere. Tomorrow or Wednesday's high, 101. So just keep that in mind. I try to stay cool throughout this week, and because we're still going to have extremely high temperatures. Tonight, clear skies and a low of 78. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 101 this afternoon. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Rip currents, by the way. Deadly rip currents there. We've got red flags out at Pensacola Beach as the Tropical Depression 9 continues moving westward across the Gulf of Mexico. So a heads up there as well. Looking at the world of sports today, a bit of a light schedule in Major League Baseball. The Braves taking on the Mets starting at 6:20. They're at home. The Marlins out west in San Diego. They'll take on the Padres starting at 8:40. The Rays are off today. Monday Night Football, Ravens and the Commanders. Baltimore versus D.C., 7 o'clock start time, that one on ESPN. Michigan will be imposing a 3-game suspension for head coach Jim Harbaugh, this stemming from alleged violations he made during the COVID-19 dead period. The AP preseason All-American team is out. Georgia leads the way with 4 players on the first team. Brock Bowers, the tight end, among them. Ohio State now next behind at 3, including All-American wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Heisman winner from last year, Caleb Williams from USC, is the first team quarterback. 5:40 now, News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Moving on to health, business, and science notes today. In Washington State, 3 people dead and 3 others hospitalized after drinking milkshakes contaminated with Listeria. The outbreak is linked to ice cream machines that were not cleaned correctly at a Frugal's restaurant in Tacoma. The Department of Health says the bacteria can affect people for up to 70 days after consumption, and the machines were used through August 7th. So if I was at that restaurant within the last 3 weeks,
what do you even do?
You hope and pray.
Oh, gosh.
And wait for 3 months.
Oh, gosh. Ugh. Okay. Well, in other health, business, and science notes, the Biden administration plans to urge Americans to roll up their sleeves again for another COVID-19 booster. That follows the CDC reporting that an increase in COVID infections and hospitalization admissions. Americans are also going to be encouraged to get flu and RSV shots.
Also, when the iPhone 15 launches in the coming weeks, it'll likely have a feature no iPhone has had in more than a decade. A generic charging port. That's right, the Lightning port that iPhone users have become accustomed to will be replaced with the same USB-C connector that most other types of phones are equipped with. So this will make life easier for iPhone users like myself who, for some reason, hang out with Android users or other phones and say, hey man, you got a charger? And they say, well, it's an Android, and then you're out of luck. But with the 15, it will not be the case, apparently.
Yes, or maybe you just invited over, you know, someone who doesn't have a phone and they brought, or an iPhone and they brought the charger, because why would you be hanging out with
that's a great
whole
question.
Group of people and no one has an iPhone charger? It just seems not like a good time to me.
Nope.
Also, American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. So that's according to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve. The minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% of last year, which was the highest level on record.
The Biden administration plans to urge Americans to roll up their sleeves again for another COVID-19 booster. That follows the CDC reporting an increase in COVID infections and hospital admissions. Americans will also be encouraged to get flu and RSV shots as well.
Also, U.S. consumers bought nearly 300,000 new battery electric vehicles in the second quarter in 2023. So that's setting a new record. Cox Automotive predicts sales of fully electric vehicles in U.S. is going to break the 1 million vehicle barrier this year, and that's for the first time ever.
Also, Nissan recalling thousands of sedans due to a problem that can cause drivers to steer out of control. They recently announced over 236,000 Sentra sedans may have weak front suspension tie rods that could bend or break and cause a lot of steering control. So Nissan expects to have replacement parts available in a few months, and they'll contact owners of the affected models from 2020 to 2022 in October.
Also, in other COVID news, exposure to the common cold can boost COVID-19 immunity. The common cold and COVID-19 are both coronavirus, and researchers say that people are exposed to the cold type that also can build up pre-existing immunity to its genetic cousin.
Pop culture notes today. So Sunday will be National Cinema Day. More than 3,000 theaters across the country will have discounted tickets in all movies, in all formats, costing less than $4. This marks the second annual National Cinema Day hosted by the Cinema Foundation. Last year's event was the most attended day at the movies in 2022.
Also, it seems like Kid Rock may be over his feud with Anheuser-Busch. So TMZ posted photos that appears to show Kid Rock drinking a Bud Light at the Nashville's Sky Deck. That was last Thursday night. So Kid Rock posted a video of himself shooting at cases of Bud Light last April in the protest that brand's decision to partner up with the transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney.
That's right. He was done with it.
Yes.
Forever and ever and ever, at least until August.
Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo will be looking for a new voice actor to play the role of Mario.
And, it's me, Mario.
Yeah, so that's Charles Martinet, who is stepping aside and will serve as the Mario ambassador now. He started as Mario's voice in 1991. First video game appearance was 94, and Mario teaches typing, and he made a brief cameo in the Super Mario Brothers movie as well. 5:45, more pop culture notes right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and also 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, showing no major slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we do have high temperatures coming up tomorrow. So for Tuesday, our high is going to be 99 with a heat advisory in place for tomorrow throughout the day. Clear skies tonight with a low of 78. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In a concert in Texas, Snoop Dogg, he had a concert, and it was a little bit too hot to handle for a lot of people in the crowd because paramedics in Houston faced more than 24 calls for heat-related illnesses. A total of 16 concert-goers did have to be rushed to the hospital during the event, and the sold-out show was held at an outdoor pavilion on the day when the temperature topped over 102 degrees.
Also, there's apparently a viral hit on Billboard that is making headlines and making history. It's Oliver Anthony's Rich Men North of Richmond. And the reason why this is making history is because it's debuted at number one on the Billboard 100 chart. And Oliver Anthony is the first artist to earn the top spot with no prior chart history in any form. Gracie, last hour you were shedding some light on his kind of rise to fame, and he does a little bit of non-conventional methods.
Yeah, so I think he's just kind of just like a normal guy who kind of does like singing and stuff on the side, wrote this song, uploaded it, and some of his other songs that he's uploaded were like recorded on his phone. Like, he doesn't have
no professional studio or nothing.
Yeah, so I think Joe Rogan was one of the first people to talk about his song. And then everyone was like, oh, let me listen to it. And so now it seems like it's everywhere. I see when I'm over at Cat Country and Fox News is on, I see him all the time talking about the song. So pretty cool there. And in other kind of just, you know, crazy streaming song news, a new record was broken. Travis Scott shattered a Spotify record that was previously held by Drake. So Travis Scott is now the most listened to artist on the streaming platform Spotify with over 74.9 million monthly listeners. Drake was sitting behind Scott, his record for 74.7 million listeners.
And finally, two apparent alleged celebrities who I've never heard of. Their names are not relevant to this story, but they are friends of Taylor Swift, so that's why we care. So the reality, the real star of the show for the wedding was Taylor, who showed up. And when word got out that Swift was there, a mob of, I would say, thousands of people showed up to get a glimpse of her. Police even had to show up and provide crowd control. And it got me to wondering, I would imagine a similar thing would happen. Like, let's say that, I don't know, out at the beach, let's say Flounders or something, out at the beach, a texter sent in pictures and said, oh my God, Taylor Swift is at Flounders on Pensacola Beach. What do you think would happen? What do you surmise would be the damage and destruction that people would leave on their way out to the beach to get a glimpse of her? Do you think it would be anything like this? Would it be more than that? What do you think?
I definitely think there would be like people just storming to the beach just to see them. You know, people don't think like, oh, let me give her some personal space. Let me not ruin this person's wedding. Let me, you know, people don't think like that. We might get called. If that happened during a weekend, we'd get called. I'd get called in for traffic coverage, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you would be out there. You would be our boots on the ground, intrepid reporter.
Exactly.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
5:50, final break this hour. We've got wacky and weird headlines and good news to wrap up hour number two. Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman.
The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. From 4 till 7, right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Happy Monday. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories and some good news. Well, our roads are looking great this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, really nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're looking good. We do have clear skies tonight with a low of 78. Coming up tomorrow, though, we have high temperatures again with a heat advisory in place and a high of 99. And then later this week, it's just going to continue to have high temperatures. On Wednesday, the high is 101. So we're seeing triple digits on both Wednesday and right now for Friday as well. Right now, it is 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines today. If you're going to toss your child in the air, check to see if you're under a ceiling fan first. About 2,300 kids are treated in ERs each year for head injuries caused by ceiling fans. A study in the journal Pediatrics found that between 2013 and 2021, emergency room salt, 20,500 ceiling fan related injuries as well. Yeah, I am uber cautious about that. Not that I am tossing my 6-month-old up in the air, but even just holding her up under fans that are just on the lowest setting, I short arm it a little bit. I don't have full extension on that like, Rafiki and Simba.
Yeah.
A little bit of the short arm there because that makes me nervous that I'm just going to hit her on the top of the head or something. So, yeah, definitely not going to toss her under ceiling fans.
I mean, for a small kid, that's small enough to toss in the air, and if that thing's on high...
Oh my gosh,
that has to hurt. I was always a top bunk kid in the bunk bed, and I've hit my head on the ceiling fan so many times. But I was like, you know, older, not that I was a baby or anything, but still, that thing hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about kids getting injured, not in a crazy ceiling fan way, but just in a funny way, the TikTok prank where people are surprising kids by cracking eggs on their head has taken a dark turn. People are now targeting their unexpected kids and even their dogs on this prank on TikTok. Here's a little bit about what it sounds like.
Today, we're going to make daddy eggs. You want to crack the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Okay, my turn.
Yep, so that's the F-bomb from a kid, but people are having backlash because of it. They're criticizing the challenge. They're saying that it's really cruel in some cases, and some kids are really getting upset when it happens. I personally
have... You love them, though.
Yeah. Has this come on your TikTok?
I have not seen this.
Okay. It's been on my TikTok for probably a couple of days now. I love them. I like get so excited when it comes on my feed because most of them are really funny.
Yeah, I don't have as much of an issue with egging your kids on this one as I do the dog, and it's not because I value dogs more than children. It's because the cleanup is a lot more intensive, I would think. Getting all the egg residue out of your dog's fur or hair, no thank you.
Yeah.
Good news here. So a homeowner in Nebraska is praising a FedEx driver for his quick thinking after finding a large rattlesnake near her home. Matt Govier was delivering a package when he spotted the snake in a corner near the front steps. So he briefly left the snake to grab a shovel and a rake from the garage. The FedEx driver came back and killed the snake and even cleaned up the mess. He then left a special text for the homeowner about the ordeal. Quote, "I hope you didn't have a pet rattlesnake at your front door because I killed him. Sorry about the blood," the driver wrote in a message to the homeowner. I would hope not, but the good news for the homeowner in that instance is that Matt was the delivery driver and I was not, because I would have chucked that package, hopefully nothing that could break, but as far as I could throw it at the front door, I would have chucked that thing and gone right back into my truck and moved on.
Yeah, I mean... You know I would not have killed that snake. I would have gone close to it. I might not even delivered the package. I might have come back the next day for the package. So good for him. And, you know, I doubt it was their pet because I think she was pretty happy with it. But, I probably wouldn't even have made it to the front door. It's News Radio, 92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. We'll be back for hour number 3 with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick update from WEAR. And we'll be back with your state headlines, local headlines, and national right here on News Radio, 92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable.